Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and thank you for joining us again on the couch with M&M today. We have Liz Garrett.
Thank you.
Administrator extraordinaire, office manager of our Mornington Peninsula team, which has absolutely exploded in the last 2 years. So we thought with this episode that we'll get behind the scenes, that we always talk about the sales agents wearing the Superman capes and doing all their stuff out there in the field and the property managers. But what keeps it all together? What's the glue that keeps the whole office running? And you need people such as like Liz Garrett, who is absolutely the administrator extraordinaire, managing a team of how many? Welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you. It's so good to have you, Liz.
Thank you both very much.
I want to start with your journey. Can we start
absolutely,
that way?
Absolutely, yes.
I was just going to ask you, how long have you been in the industry?
Just over 35 years.
Wow. So you started when you were 12.
Gorgeous.
35 years, and you had your own businesses. So tell us a little bit about your journey before review.
The first office that I commenced in was in Mount Eliza.
Okay.
And from there sort of moved through the suburbs into the city.
Okay.
As most young kids do.
Yep.
And then made my way back to the peninsula. And at that point decided that it was time to do what I'd always wanted to do, and that was open my own
your
business.
Your own business. And you had your own office for how many years?
6 years.
6 years.
In Ferntree Gully.
Okay.
And then just missed the peninsula.
Yeah.
Just made the decision that it was time to come back and
it is a
lovely reconnect with the
way.
Family,
yeah.
All the families here. So it was, yeah.
Perfect.
Lovely.
And tell me, how long have you been working with Jared and Jared's team?
Well, I've known Jared for over 10 years and started when he made the decision to open 176 Main Street.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 4 years.
4 years now. Wow. And now you're the manager, like office manager.
The roles evolved.
The roles is involved. So you're his right hand, left hand, running the operation while he's busy out there listing, selling and trying to balance all these balls up in the air,
yes.
Like all directors do. And that's why we wanted to, we're so looking forward to this interview today, because there's so much behind the scenes that people actually don't understand. It's not, like Menno said before,
no.
It's not just about sales. It's just keeping it all together behind the scenes. And your team now in this office, apart from salespeople, administration and sales support, is a massive team, isn't it? How many do you manage?
We have 38 in total.
Yes.
And our administrative team, if you're including
property
PAs
management.
And
yes.
Property management,
yep.
Sales PAs,
yep.
There's probably 12 in total.
Sensational.
Awesome.
And the journey with the JC team, the Mornington Peninsula team, has been extraordinary. 3-4 years ago, it was just Jared and his assistant.
Yeah.
And then obviously he grew into what we'd call, and he was operating in an area without an office. Then he came into the area and got a service office upstairs. He grew into one office. That's when you came and joined him at 176 Main Street.
Yeah.
And then, fast forward 2 years later, we're talking about a business that's gone from zero to, well in excess of $5 million in GCI, which is
absolutely
extraordinary in such a short period of time. And now to these amazing premises here at level 1311 Main Street. So what an amazing sort of journey. So besides building a team, you've had to be responsible for the migration of the business from a logistics point of view, from a 50 square meter office right through to now to a 500 square meter office. And
yes.
So, great environment, by the way. You've done such a great job here.
What he's created for us here is outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually put a post on Facebook not so long ago when we had the steps painted, and it is an inspiration to walk in here every day and read those steps as you walk up. You know, are you ready to go the next level?
Yeah.
And it's, as I said, it's not just for the clients walking in the door, but it's also for the team who comes in every morning and really puts in 400%.
Yeah,
and it's not 100, it's not 200, it's always 400. Yeah.
And it's all those little things, all those little 1%ers that create that amazing culture, isn't it?
Definitely.
And it always starts from the top. I think culture, good culture in an office always begins from the top. So management and directors are responsible for, and you've created a great thing here.
Jared's really grounded and, you know, he has an amazing wife and four gorgeous kids and that's what keeps him real.
Yeah.
You know, where often directors can get really absorbed in the dollars and the cents and everything else that goes with running a business. Yeah. But that does keep him grounded and focused on keeping that culture fresh.
Yeah. And he
that
cares
makes
about
all the difference.
You care about your people, and that's the main
absolutely.
Thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So
I want to ask you a question. You ran your own business and now you're running someone else's business.
Yes.
Tell me, what is the difference?
For me personally, there absolutely isn't a difference. For me, it's my dedication comes to what we achieve as a group, as a team. And it's making sure that then everyone has enough resource and support to make that happen. So that's basically, you know, a big part of my role.
You treat it like your business.
Every day.
Yeah.
First one in, last one out.
It has
and
happened.
It shows.
Yes.
Yeah. So what does a day, first one in, last one out, what does a day in the life of Liz Garrett look like?
Usually there's no point closing my door because it's a bit of a revolving door.
Yeah.
You know, it's important that Jared can't be here 24/7. And so audit is another major area of my role, and that's to make sure that everyone is across the legislation.
Yeah.
Because obviously unless we're following that legislation,
we're
not doing the right thing.
Things can go wrong. Yeah.
And so that's the level of support that I'll offer. And
compliance,
you know,
is such an important part of running an office. And as sales agents and running offices and out there listing and selling, sometimes that someone needs to take care of that. And obviously people who are dedicated, who are familiar with legislation, to be on top of it is just critical.
We're really lucky at eView because of the model that you've built. And that is one thing that's important for our teams is that they're responsible for their EBUs. But by the same token, we offer support to each other.
They look to you for support,
Sure.
And guidance.
But, you know, we're really proud of what they've achieved individually, and that's because they do a lot of training so that they make sure their individual teams are on the ball with what's required.
They're on top of their game.
But you'll always have sticky situations where, you know, it just needs someone else's perspective, and then they go, yep, sure, that, you know,
that's what I need to do. Yeah,
we'll move forward.
Yeah. And the good thing with you is, like, you've got your experience in real estate over the years is in every area of the industry, from admin to property management to sales to
trust accounting,
there isn't anything that you haven't done, I don't
think. You've worn all the hats.
I've been very lucky, very lucky to be associated in all facets.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love the diversity.
Which part do you enjoy the most?
That's really hard. It is really hard because, you know, I enjoy sales.
Yeah.
I enjoy the administration. I'm a figures person. I look up to Manos for that because, you know, I'm allowed to say this.
Of course.
You'll edit it if, you know, I can't. But that's a real turn on for me.
The numbers. We will never edit that. Manos will not edit.
I love the numbers.
Yeah.
And I did for a very small part of my career. I had my own bookkeeping company.
Yeah.
And I was essentially, the 90% of my clients were real estate agents.
Yeah.
So, that is an area that I do love.
Mm.
But also for me, the people contact.
The people aspect, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the business.
I love people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's great because we get the opportunity to help people either make the biggest financial decision that they'll ever make in their lives in some cases, or watch that excitement of, you know, someone purchasing their first investment property and watching that goal progress as they move to the next one and helping them with their property management needs. So it's so diverse, and that's what I love about it. And we are always changing. We constantly with Jared and just with the EVU group. We were only talking about this recently. We said if we were not in EVU, we could not work for another real estate business.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because the model is so unique. I mean, it's similar to other businesses, absolutely, but
the end result is that we service sellers, purchasers, landlords, and tenants.
What's the what is the main difference that you think that
the biggest factor is the culture?
Yeah,
I've not seen that culture reproduced in any of the companies. Now, I've worked for some big organisations, but I've never seen that culture aspect reproduced to the same level that you guys have created here. It's quite unique.
Thank you. And you're part of it, and you've created the same thing. And it's amazing, isn't it? We can see it because you've got the big culture that comes from the company, and then you've got all your micro cultures, you know, in each office. And it's amazing how it just filters through the whole company, which is amazing to see. But
people track like with like.
That's right.
It's just what happens.
Yeah. Tell us some of the things, because you do some exciting stuff for the team, and you organise all the, you know, some fantastic events to keep that culture fresh and exciting
energy.
Tell us about I know you've got some really good things coming up for the team getting close to Christmas. Tell us a bit about
the girls are really lucky because every year Jared takes us shoe shopping.
That's gold.
It is absolute gold. You've never seen so many women excited. I can still remember the first time he did it. He didn't tell us where we were going. It was a full surprise. He walked us down the street, and he was laden with platters of salami and biscuits and cheese.
Beautiful.
And champagne. And we walked into a boutique shoe shop in Main Street, and he said,
and you had it all to yourself. So
it was after hours.
It's a really good tip.
And the girls were beside themselves.
They would be.
They were wetting themselves. They couldn't believe they had the opportunity to pick any shoe they wanted.
Gold.
It's awesome.
It's
just giving back constantly, isn't it? Because they give of themselves every day to us.
But that wasn't
just giving,
all.
Yeah.
That wasn't all. You know, after that, he said, okay, we're off to dinner.
Oh, lovely.
And he took us all out for dinner.
Yeah.
And he did the same thing for the boys.
Yeah.
Took them to a really funky store where they could choose, like, basically anything they wanted. Socks, ties,
shirts. Yeah.
You know, a couple of them bought some man bags.
Love it.
Kerchiefs.
Tell me who bought the man bag. Come on. Do tell. Please.
It would have been Tony.
Was it?
I'm thinking it might have been Jared Joseph. But, you know, Joel Hood bought a leather-bound journal.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
So it's things like that he, you know, he writes in a journal every day.
Yeah,
but he wouldn't have bought that particular one. So it's really special for him.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's coming up closer to Christmas.
And
Jared took the team
to the snow just recently.
Which is an amazing bonding experience for them.
It's all about team building as well, isn't it? And
absolutely.
Just doing things outside of the office.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of family things, and I know you guys have implemented that as well, with Friday night and bringing
Friday night pizza
once a month, and bringing the kids and the partners here at the office and actually getting together as a team, which is brilliant.
The trick to that, because a number of people, directors that we speak outside of EVU, they start it, but it's the consistency that gets
definitely
through.
Yeah.
You've been doing it for 3 years now. We've been doing it for 8-9 years now. Yeah. So it is that consistency that breeds it. You can't do it once off. I'll do it for 6 months and then, you know, it drops off.
Again,
And it's when leaders are tired and when leaders are really, you know, pushed for time, and sometimes they we'll miss this one.
Yes.
The important thing is not to miss it
and
make the energy
behind
it. And
we make a point, you know, even if it happens to fall on a public holiday, as
the grand final this year did.
So we moved it the week earlier because we didn't want to miss out on it. Everybody really looks forward to it, and not just because it's an opportunity for them to you know, down to
the kids look forward
talk,
to it.
Oh,
the kids look partners. Forward to it. They have I remember, ball. Yeah.
The partners, yeah. really mm. important because yeah. they then get to see the people that their partners come home and talk about
yeah.
Every day. Awesome. So, oh, it is. And yeah. then those partners get to meet the other partners.
Which is so, so important.
It's just an ongoing.
It's good. Yeah. yeah. It's an awesome.
Yeah.
So,
in regards to an office manager, someone who's aspires to be an office manager, what yes. tips would you give them? Because there's so many roles in real estate, as you've done, and you're a licensed estate agent, but what tips would you give someone who would aspire to be an office manager?
Okay. I think one thing that has been, that I've tried to model myself when I'm speaking to the staff is helping them appreciate the why.
Yeah.
Because if they understand the why, then they're more inclined to put that extra effort into making it work and function.
Mm.
And that's so important because a lot of things we have to do, not because we want to do them, but because legislatively we're required to do it. So, yeah, I think that's one thing. If you can help them understand the why, then it just makes...
And do you think it's important for a real estate leader to look for someone to manage their office that has that experience in as much of different roles in real estate as they possibly can? Or can someone outside of the industry, do you think they can come in and take on that role of office manager?
Great question.
It is a great question. But I would definitely believe that you don't necessarily have to have worked in every aspect. But I think if you've had some background in real estate or background in any type of selling industry, particularly customer service, because that's probably one of the other areas of the role that you need to have a really good
understanding and a strength in.
Because that's the pinnacle of everything we do is customer service.
It is.
So it's making sure that, you know, when someone walks out of our office, even if they've had to come in to do something that they, you know, were not happy about doing, they walk away and feel like they've achieved something.
Had a win.
Totally.
And I think even if they don't have an experience in every single aspect of the industry, as long as they have interest in it.
Yes.
So you come into it, you've got to be passionate, you've got to have an interest, you've got to work out, like, what is it that we need to do to have this part of the business running smoothly? What systems and procedures can we put in place to do that?
Bricks and mortar has always been my love.
Yeah.
And I can't even tell you why.
Yeah.
But from a little girl,
that's all you ever wanted to do.
Yeah. I would, you know, go through display homes.
That
was really exciting for me because I just love to see new ideas and different types of architecture.
Yeah.
Colour is something that moves me. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Any last tips for real estate administration managers out there, like in how
leading
to
a very high powered team, when you've got multiple $1 million performers in big EBU, so there's the energy.
And you do need to have a lot of energy. You absolutely do, because it's not a 9-to-5 job.
It's
so
not,
you must understand that you know, if you're expecting to walk in at, you know, 8:55 and leave at 5:00. It's probably not the role you would be looking for.
Yeah.
But what I can guarantee is that if you do put that effort in, then you'll reap the reward.
Yeah.
You know, I have no issue with it because
you're passionate about it. Yeah.
You know, I work with a team that not just from Jared Carman, who leads us all, but the entire organisation.
Yeah.
They know that when I'm... shouldn't be doing that. They know I say it with love.
So you feel like do you feel like their mum? Is it like a big family and you're the mother figure? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they do run when they see me.
There you go. It's beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah,
Lizzie. Jared always says thank you so much. Jared says he would not be where he is today without you.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a Lizzie. We had our Kerry back at our office.
Oh yes.
And you know, everyone, and we've got our Julies at our offices now. So every business
and our corporate
needs
team.
A Lizzie Garrett.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. And being part of our EDU family.
Yeah. Yes, I'm loving it.
We love you.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
And we'll see you at the next edition.